Welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host and commissioner, Manager Steele, here with the first episode of Season 4. We're doing our draft recap, as always, with my co-host, Manager Matt Kermis. How you doing?
Steele, doing great. Season 4, wow, that is... I hadn't really considered that, but we just keep going strong. I love it. Excited to be back in another season, and yeah, the draft was hot and heavy. Can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, we had a few of the league members out to Fernie for a little draft weekend, and had a great time. Obviously, everybody was dead silent during the draft, as always. But
it was so quiet.
It was. The picks come fast and furious, but hey, you know what? Let's just hop right into our team analysis here. We'll go from 12 to 1 on the standings last year, starting with Manager Danny with Team Gritty. What did you think of his draft here?
Yeah, let me bring up the old, just because we're so on the same page, you know, first episode, I was going in order of draft position, Steele was going reverse order of standings last year, both make sense. But we'll look at Danny here. First thing I thought was he's got a great keeper group, which is,
he always does.
Very, we'd like to see him build off of that, but McKinnon, Hughes, and Robertson is very, very strong and very young. He'd probably be happy to lock those in for another 5 years at least. But not to be. He's had Ovechkin before, I think.
He traded Ovechkin to Ryan for Robertson and then was able to draft Ovi back.
Yeah, so he got Ovi with his first pick. That's pretty exciting. I thought that taking Swayman in the sixth might have been a little bit early for he's a 1B goalie. I mean, if Boston's has to regress, essentially. They lost their top two centers, and Allmark was the 1A last year, so I thought that was a little early with the likes of Freddie Anderson, Ilya Samsonov, Tristan Jarry, Philip Gustafson, Darcy Kemper still available, but maybe he knows something we doesn't. Maybe we don't. It could be the whole Scott Perunovic thing all over again. First glance, I thought he might struggle with hits and blocks a little bit, but could be a bit better than recent years. But anyways, that's my insightful analysis. What do you think, Mr. Gibson?
I mean, you're so right on that first guess. With the hits and blocks are definitely some of his weaker categories. But you know, in my intensive model here, Danny's actually coming out pretty well. It's always tough to project save percentage and goals against, so I try to leave those out, which probably boosts his ranking here, as his goalies would be potentially one of his weak spots, with games started and wins as well. But plus minus always tough to project, but he's always a plus minus monster, and I think it's going to continue this year. So I think that's something we can safely project. He should be strong in shots and assists as well. So, I'm thinking Danny could be making a playoff push here with the proper managing of the team.
That would be exciting. We could all use Danny in the playoffs, I think. That would certainly be good for the league. Keep that parity going.
It would. It would for sure. I like his forwards here. Like, he's got... obviously, we mentioned the keepers, but so that's center group of McKinnon, Hughes. I love Trocheck. We'll see.
Especially in our league, yeah.
Yeah, how the Rangers do here. And then he's got Hurdle and Beniers as his other two locked Cs. So I guess he's got four of them. I'm not too worried about Beniers. Like, that's an easy drop, I think, in the end if he needs to. Left wing, he's got Robertson, Ovechkin, and Skinner. Love the first two. Skinner, fairly decent if he can pick up where he left off. And then on the right wing, Hyman, I think that's a good pick from him. We'll see if Connor Brown can really actually keep that spot.
Yeah.
Would it be Brown, McDavid, and Hyman? Yeah. But anyways, we'll see what happens there. Martin Nekash, you never know with this kid. I think, he'll probably have a good year here. Stone's pretty good in the perifs as well as the, but yeah, his D love the point getting from Hugh and Hanifin. Petrie's obviously good on the hits and blocks as well, but we'll see if Gustav Forsling can continue with Montour out there. And then, yeah, we talked about the goalies, probably his weakest area.
Yeah, and I think with Hyman, I mean, it's he had such an incredible season last year. It's like, can he go any higher? He was taken in the
much higher. Sorry.
No, good call out. Taken in the fifth round by Danny. He, I think, probably came. I know the Oilers had the best power play in the league last year by like a country mile, but right now he's penciled in on the first power play unit. I don't know if Evander Kane potentially takes that or if Connor Brown. Right now I'm seeing Connor Brown and Evander Kane with McDavid and then Hyman with Dreisaitl and Nugent Hopkins, which, you know, both are good spots for Hyman there. So, he kind of tried to go for hits and blocks a little bit at the end with Jeff Petrie and Romanoff in the 19th and with his 19th and 20th picks. But, you know, we'll see. Hopefully maybe things are looking up for Danny.
Yeah, no, risk of repeating myself, you know, sorry, it's because I realized I screwed up on one of my model inputs. So I'm just quickly fixing that on the fly. But why don't we head into, or well, do you have any final thoughts before we move on to one nut Wheeler, manager Neil?
The only thing I'll say is that I never like the Quinn Hughes pick. Anyone who takes Quinn Hughes in our league, he doesn't shoot, he doesn't hit, he doesn't block. He gets a crazy amount of assists, but like that's it. So maybe he proves me wrong this year. But I've always stayed away from Quinn Hughes as long as he's been in the league.
No, very true. We'll head on to manager Neil here, who I hate to say it this early in the season, but he's got a lot of work to do, I think, here. He struggled with drafting from the golf cart, clearly, as the model really didn't like him. They threw up about zero categories that he was top three in and seven that he was in the bottom. So we'll see what happens here. He's got to make some pickups. I mean, he doesn't have a full roster. So obviously that's got to hurt, you know, that's going to hurt any kind of projections. But he went off the board with, well, not off the board, but I hadn't considered that an option at number three with Connor Bedard, but certainly an exciting player to have on your team.
Yeah, I think the Bedard pick in what's essentially a redraft league now, like there's no, you know, new keeper cycle next year. We kind of talked about it, but a rookie is a locked center. I mean, who knows? This is like kind of, it echoes back to Alex McLean taking McDavid earlier than any of us thought that he should go. And then obviously McDavid, you know, broke his clavicle that season, but went on to be, you know, the best player every subsequent season. So I think at least pretty close. But yeah, I think Bedard lock center is going to struggle with faceoffs. I think most rookies do. And I just don't, we'll see how much the variance in predictions for him is pretty high. I think he's going to shoot a lot. I'm sure he'll score a fair amount of goals, but I think that
I think there's a fair shot that he leads the league in shots.
I could see that.
I think he's going to be just a shooting machine.
He'll just like average like five a game kind of thing. So that would be, I mean, that would be good too, but, we'll get up. I mean, I'm sure Bedard will be fun. Neil's happy having him on his team, but the real glaring issue with Neil's team is the goalies. I think we can agree on that.
Oh boy.
He did not take a goalie until his 16th pick, 178th overall, and then he went back to back with Pyotr Kochetkov and Antti Raanta, the 2 and 3 for the Hurricanes, with Freddie Anderson being number one, and then taking Casey DeSmith at 207 overall. So those are his three goalies. I don't think he's gonna get, there's like a very realistic possibility he gets zero starts with those three people in a week.
One, have you been taking some foreign language classes over the summer? You really came in hot with those pronunciations on point. Loved it. But yeah, two, nothing like quite taking like the backup and the third string from the same team.
Yeah.
And backup for Vancouver really doesn't shout fantasy value for me. But there are some goalies out on the waiver. You know, we got the head case Binnington. I think there's probably a couple others that could get him some starts. So I'm sure he'll put some effort in once he hears the pod call him out. He's also only got 4D. Which could be a bit of an issue. He can throw rope hits on the IR here to start to just pick somebody up to complete a squad. But, well, you know, we'll look at the rest of the forwards here. Pedersen had a great year last year. Or Pedersen. So I imagine that will continue. Bedard, we talked about Verschwege. He's kind of, for me, he's one of those guys that Verschwege, I love it, but I just, I'm always hesitant to draft them, even though they've proven that they're good over multiple seasons. They just don't have that same cachet that I guess I want my players to have. Bratt should be good. Nikushkin I wanted, so I thought that was a good pick to go along with Rantanen. Tatar, you know, I guess not a bad idea to load up on Colorado. Then he's got Marner and Toffoli. Toffoli should have a pretty decent year in New Jersey. On defense, he, you know, went back to the Colorado well with Taze, Dobson, Barry, and Falk, you know, kind of mid guys, in my opinion, nothing special there. Obviously, Rope is great with Fiala, should be scoring some more goals if he can stay healthy. But yeah, I think it's going to be a tough season for manager Neil to break that playoff drought.
Yeah, I like the value of Fiala at 135 overall. If he can stay healthy, you're right. Tyson Barry on Nashville, I don't really know. I think, again, he only has two people who last season had more than 100 hits, and three people with more than 100 blocks, and a lot of those numbers are pretty low. So he can weasel his way out of goalies. I mean, Merzlikins is still on the wire. He should get some starts for Columbus. I don't think it makes much sense to hold Casey DeSmith. I'm surprised he's like, what's his roster?
Does he have 4% a percentage rostered?
Yeah. So I'm surprised it's 4%. Demko's the clear starter there. So I'm sure Neil will address it. It's not like, and you know, there's always a goalie or two that starts out hot in the season and went undrafted or something. So maybe Neil just has to jump on whoever that is this year.
Active on the wires, that's for sure. We will head on to our 10th overall here. Hurtin' Carr, Cole Makar with manager Michael. And I'm just realizing manager Michael's picture, I think that is my face photoshopped onto somebody, but I can't really tell because it's so small.
I'll give you one guess. It is. He actually sent me this in as like a text message.
I even go to his profile and I can't see the photo.
Yeah. Let me see if this works.
I don't know. Who am I? Is that
Kim Jong-un? This isn't translating very well to a podcast, is it? It's I believe it's Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un. There you go.
Yeah, that's well, the
manager
that's the
Michael
shout-out.
never one to you know, keep his to let logic rule his passion. Came out swinging after the draft pick keeper trade for Tavares after he wrongfully assumed we could not make trades during the summer. But we'd love to see it, and we'll get into his team here. Looking at the model. You know what? The team, they do like him. They, you know, they got him in this kind of second tier. There's a few guys ranked at third overall. Should be great on the scoring categories, goals and assists, and power play points. So clearly he's got some high offense there. Whereas the face-offs and blocks and hits, he's gonna need some help in, but we'll see. Goalies as well was a concern. He did manage to pick up Vanacek, or who did he pick? Copley, sorry.
Yeah, Copley.
Because I think he just drafted Vanacek and Levi. Levi, I'm not sure how many starts he's going to get. I'd imagine it'll probably be a fairly even split, at least to start the season, with either Comrie or Ukko-Pekkalainen. And Vanecek, he'll start with the job, but as we saw multiple times last season, it is vulnerable for the taking.
Yeah, I would agree. I didn't realize that the fantasy community was so high on Devon Levi coming into the season. He was ranked at 111. And where did Michael took him at 95th overall. So I mean, cause I don't know if he needs to be, I don't know. Is he guaranteed to start with the team?
I think
they have Comrie and Ukko-Pekkalainen.
Yeah, so
Ukko-Pekkalainen. Yeah, so
yeah, they. I don't know what the waiver sitch is on the other two, so maybe he does start in the AHL, but I think he'll probably start NHL. Yeah. But we'll look at his forward group here. Centers. I'm seeing. You know, he may think I'm a dictator, but I'm seeing some familiar names from the squad last year. After McDavid, we've got Horvat and Malkin coming down the middle. So pretty decent three there. And then Kaprizov. I did really want Kane back. I actually might have sneakily edited our pod that I released late because that stupid summer intern really shit the bed. Not to mention, because Kane was ranked 411th or 208th. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. And I knew that he wouldn't last forever, but I was like, oh. Out of sight, out of mind, perhaps, for at least a bit.
Yeah.
But manager Michael did snag him. Keller, ranked 57th. Wow.
Yeah, that's high.
It does seem high for
a player who really doesn't do anything
besides score.
And he had Arizona, decent shot totals, but yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Connor Brown is, I think that's a fine lottery ticket, could pay off. DeBrusque, I don't know. I'm slightly worried about Boston as a whole, but I've said that multiple seasons in a row, although this time it really does seem like it should come to fruition. And Mercer should have a better season than last year. Heading into D, he's got a strong D in my opinion. Obviously, Makar, McAvoy, Hedman, who I imagine will regress, continue as Sergachev probably takes more and more of the role there. Petrangelo is great. And then Luke Hughes. I'm not sure how he's going to be on the periffs, but I think he'll do pretty well scoring-wise.
Yeah, I think everyone wants a piece of New Jersey, one of those really high-octane New Jersey, Edmonton, Dallas, those kind of teams. The Leafs, I would say. I guess a little bit of context, though, everyone in the league will know. He had a lot of relatively early draft picks, so...
He
was done by, I think, round
16 or 15 or something.
I don't remember. 212 was his last pick with Matthew Knies. Patrick Kane, I don't think he's not supposed to be ready until like November or something. So,
well, he still hasn't signed with a team, right?
Yeah. So he probably will get dropped. And then because he can't go on IR if he's not with a team, right?
No.
He's got a couple of shot. I know he just picked up Adam Lowry as well for, I think, some added faceoff wins and some grit.
Yeah.
That's always been, I think, Michael's concern coming out of the draft is the peripherals, the hits and the blocks. So we'll see how he does there. He only has three guys who posted over 100 blocks last year in McAvoy, Hedman, and Petrangelo. Obviously, Hughes was a rookie, and Makar was injured a good chunk of last season, I believe. So
yeah, he does have Montour and Ehlers on the IR. Both are should be pretty good picks once they heal up. But we'll see if he's managed to strike that balance between the periffs and the offense. I don't think he has, but maybe the offense is enough if the goalies can steal him a category or two.
Yeah, and it can be when you have McDavid. That is the ultimate cheat code. See if he can be 150 points again.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? We'll see how many 100-point guys the Oilers can produce. We'll head on to our next one here. who came in at number 9 last season. DJ Zibanejad, Kaner, and the Breadman manager Brendan. What a mouthful of a name that is. I had forgotten. he was in Fernie for the live draft. I got to say that the sentiment in the room, I don't think anybody was necessarily psyched with their team, but we'll discuss the others when we get there. But manager Brendan, the model doesn't like him this year. Looking not very strong among many of the categories. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to prove me wrong, but we'll see what he can do there. You got any thoughts regarding this roster?
Yeah, let me take a look. I think I like the Eriksson Ek pick.
Me too.
People love Eriksson Ek. He got him in the 10th with his 10th pick. I keep on saying 10th round because, but it's just 10th pick because everyone, I was looking and I was like, wait, I have picks. My 10th pick is, way earlier than everyone else's. And that's because I traded a bunch of picks. But I like the Caulfield pick as well. I think the whole world is predicting a pretty big Jamie Benn regression. So, he should still provide peripherals, you would hope. I like the Georgiev pick. I like the Heiskanen pick. Took some shots later on a number of people that could be waiver wire fodder. That is a mouthful. I would say his goaltending has, I would say a high ceiling but also a pretty low floor. I mean, Georgiev should be solid.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
He was great. But Bob, regular season Bob, man, with Florida, you just have no idea what you're getting into. So that was a bit of a risky pick. And same with Cam Talbot on LA. He should be splitting. I don't know if he's going to be the starter. He wasn't very good in Ottawa last year. Coming from a Cam Talbot owner, should be splitting starts with Phoenix Copley. I'm not sure. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I think he has the edge in it. We'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to be, distraught if Copley takes the reins, kind of thing. I can't remember how big of a contract they gave Talbot, but yeah, I'd agree. The goalies definitely have some potential to be great, but. Bob and Talbot do scare me. And the forwards, yeah, we talked about Eriksson Ek. Mika, he grabbed Panarin as well, so he still has that duo. Lindholm should probably have a better year in Calgary. Perron and Wheeler are, we'll see. The defense, yeah, I liked Heiskanen. I like Burns. Risto, maybe he bounces back to being a beast. He should still do on the perifs. I'm not necessarily sold on Lindholm and Zadorov. Yeah. But we'll see. And then he's got, he picked up O'Reilly. He's got Terry and Pollock and Sharon Govinich. So we'll see, early days. And but the defense, I wasn't in, I don't know. Lindholm's ranked 61, I guess so. But I just don't think Boston.
He was plus 49, though. That's a big
boost.
And got to consider that with, again, the supposed regression. I think he's going to struggle based on who he has right now, he'll probably struggle to get point production from defense. Like Lindholm, Zadorov, Risto, and Pollock are probably Lindholm had 53 points last year.
I just kind of see them coming down as a whole, but yeah.
Don't we all? I think we said that last year.
Don't we all? Probably. But no Bergeron, no Krejci. They still got a solid defense and still have Pasta and Marchand. So anything could happen. But we'll head on to number 8 with Ratman Returns. The sole returnee on Boston, it seems, with Marchand. Manager Drew, he made the big trade to bring in Tavares to beef up his keeper core after the departure of Bergeron. The models here, had Drew in that same tier as manager Mike and Danny. So we do like him. I'm not entirely sure. I think he's got a relatively balanced team. Or I put the numbers in wrong, which I'm looking at it and it might be that case.
Can't start too early on putting the numbers in wrong.
Well, it's the numbers are right, but I'm miscounting the categories he does well and bad in. He should be strong in assists, but and power play points, but the rest of the skater categories he will struggle in. We'll see how well his goalies do, as he did keep Allmark, which beating a dead horse here on Boston, but I imagine can't have as good of a season. Stuart Skinner, I assume is going to take over from Campbell. He seems to not have the mental wherewithal to be a starting goalie, it seems. And then Carter Hart and kind of hot in Philly. Tortorella teams, if I were him, I'd probably, he's going to have a good start. Most likely I would look to flip him, but what are your thoughts here?
Yeah. I mean, Allmark won over 80% of his games last year, which is, beating a dead horse. He was the Vezina by a country mile. Assists, I think his numbers are probably inflated with the 140 Hopkins. Assists from Hopkins and Carlson. Besides that, he has no one over 53, and those guys had 67, 76. It looks like he's going to struggle on hits and blocks. I don't know. A little bit. I think only three, I guess my eye test is there's two people in triple digits for hits, and that's Tavares, surprisingly, and Drew Doughty, and two people in triple digits on blocks, which is Doughty and Ryan Graves.
Tavares was a beast last year.
Yeah, he's 15th overall. He was very solid. Scored a nice preseason power play goal the other night, too, in the classic OT loss to Montreal. Adam Fantilli, who knows? He could provide some banger league value. He was pretty energetic in the World Juniors, but obviously that's a higher energy, shorter duration tournament.
Playing against all the kids.
Yeah, exactly. So although he's I don't know how big he is. He's got to be
he's a good friend.
Or something. Yeah. What do I actually have written about Drew? Yeah, Carlson going to regress. I'm not sold on Pittsburgh at all. Like having Carlson and Letang back there sounds like it's just going to end up with injuries and they're both going to be out and they're going to be, paying them a combined whatever. I don't know how much they retained in the Carlson deal, but like a combined $15 million or something.
Yeah.
So, but if the model likes him, what am I to say otherwise? I don't know. Michael Bunting, I don't remember. Yeah,
I think the model. Bunting, I think, was probably later. I do like the Alex Tuck pick.
Yep.
Johnny Gaudreau, I imagine, will have a better season as a whole. I think, rising tide in Columbus, just being healthy, plus with the rookies getting another year. Yeah. Boldy, everybody kind of loves Boldy. I guess he does shoot a bunch.
I was gonna say we'll
see what happens there.
Hopkins,
he's got to come down a little. I think his secondary assist rate was absolutely nuts.
Yeah, 53 power play points too, man alive.
Yeah, and then obviously Carlson, I think he'll still be good. Doughty should be decent. D'Angelo and Brady Skay, I don't know, it seems like a lot of exposure to the wrong parts of the Carolina D, but we'll see. And I think Gostisbehere has taken over what power play time Sider does not in Detroit. So I will see if that pays dividends.
And he also, did he immediately pick up Gabriel Landeskog and then drop him?
We were at our golf final last night and he's like, I didn't read the news until I picked him up afterwards. And I was like, oh, that was stupid. No harm, no foul. Ads.
Yeah. I was thinking, as soon as I finished the draft, I was like, oh man, Landeskog, just the name value. Thinking of a couple years ago, he was like a top 10 player and the hits, the everything. But we're just hoping he makes a recovery at some point.
Indeed. So we'll head into our final non-playoff team. Manager Jeff with A Whole New World. Beautiful. Thank you. I will say he probably had the shocker. Well, not shocker, but I like Larkin. I wouldn't have taken Larkin that high, I think. Nope. I think, you know, maybe somebody else would have. So he was right in taking him there. But I would have thought he would have been available later. But rounds out a pretty good center core of Point, Aho, and Larkin. And he's got Kadri as well as another lock C. So might run into some scheduling issues there. And then he's got Tkachuk. I know a lot of people wanted DeBrincat this year. Thinking he's due for a bounce back. I'm not on that side, but well, I think a lot of smart people are. Chris Kreider. Yeah, I think everybody was predicting that down year last year, except manager Neil. we'll see what he can do there. Hartman, Oshie, and Kraus should be decent on the periffs. And then his defense, Morrissey, I think he got Morrissey pretty late. So if he can even, you know, do 75% of what he was able to do last year, that should turn out well for him. Anderson, Shabbat, Hronik, and Sandin. I think a lot of people, at least at the Calgary or the Fernie draft party, wanted Sandin.
Yeah,
so we'll see too. Pays off well for him there. And then, you know, Shen, Domi, and Besser rounding it out. So, did I say what the model did? The model didn't love manager Jeff. It doesn't look like he's number one or top two in any of the categories. But hey, that's just a model. So we'll see what he's able to do. And then in net, so he's locked down the Vegas crease, which probably isn't a bad idea, along with Darcy Kemper.
Yeah, I don't know. I was reading a little bit on whether Robin Lehner is anywhere close to return. Oh, but it sounds
totally
like,
forgot about him.
Because that would be unfortunate. Although I don't know what they would do if Lehner came back. They're not going to, like, Hill was obviously great in the playoffs, and Logan Thompson was great in the regular season last year, wasn't he, before he got injured?
Yeah, I imagine maybe they, because I think Thompson's still on his entry-level contract. Maybe I'm wrong, but they could move him down to see what they have in Leonard before officially giving up on him, maybe. But yeah, it's a good point. I hadn't considered that.
But yeah, so I think... Yeah, really just get a hurry real quick and pick up Leonard and put him on your IR. I hadn't considered that. Just hold with me. But same thing I thought immediately was Larkin, especially already having two lock centers as your keepers in Point and Aho. I thought Larkin in the fourth round was early. There were lock centers out the wazoo even towards the end of, later in the draft. And yeah, the DeBrincat pick, I like that. We'll see. I don't know if his, I like Sandin. TJ Oshie's like, isn't he like 36 now? I just was reading that the other day. And I could very well be wrong, but I was just like, holy.
Sorry, that kind of all sped up for me. What do you say? Who's 36?
TJ Oshie.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. He was back on those U.S. Olympic teams way back when.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, so I think he might, it looks like Jeff might struggle to match points with some other managers this year, just in terms of pure offensive output. See if Matthew Tkachuk can get it to 109 points again this year, but never know. Still should be.
You never know.
Should be exciting, as always.
Yeah. Yeah, I think blocks and the offensive categories, he will have his work cut out for him. But we'll head into our first playoff team from last year. Not able to do the three-peat, our co-host manager Matt Kermis with the Real Slim Brady.
That's me.
Well, how'd you like your draft? How'd you like your team? You know,
I thought it was okay. It's quite something that having all those picks in like the middle rounds. I just kept, I was like, oh my goodness, it just kept on being me. And I was like, holy. And our league is pretty wise to, you know, you can't just like you're talking about with Evander Kane, you can be, oh, he'll go a little bit later. But like someone always has their eye on everyone that you're looking. It's not like any one of us has like a source that finds all these gems.
Yeah, there's always one other person that you like.
Yeah. And it was a little tough for me because last year I got Dahlin and Morrissey both at pretty good values, and they returned incredible value. So I guess I'm hoping for that with Evan Bouchard this year. We'll see. If I immediately thought that I took him too early, so we'll see how that goes. Let me take a look. I think I'm first glance, I think I'm going to struggle with hits and blocks.
The model quite likes your hits. I think you're going to lead the league, particularly because I'm not sure the model's keeping in Brady Tkachuk on the IR into account there. So I think you're going to do well on the hits, blocks, your higher end face-offs. I think you're going to struggle quite a bit, which is surprising. So maybe something's wrong with the model. Maybe it wasn't keeping Kopitar into effect there.
Yeah, that would be, because I have Hayden down there as well.
So I think, the bench players, I always go through to see, that it's, but as you know, I did this 10 minutes ago, so. But the model had you at number two, and that's with, some of those strong bench and IR players, so that certainly could be boosted up. And you know what, it makes sense when you got the plethora of draft picks. Looking at your center core, Tage and Eichel, I like them both. Eichel's great. Then you round it off with Kopitar and Hayden. So that's four lock Cs. Scheduling is going to be tough this year. I think there's a lot. It's even more condensed than last year with the Thursday and Saturdays.
Agreed.
Boone, I liked. I think you took earlier than I thought Boone would go. But when you have all those picks, you can certainly do whatever the fuck you want and come out okay. Kyle Connor, Winnipeg. Yeah, I think he'll be fine. I think the top end of Winnipeg is still going to be good. Patrick Laine, I'm high on this year. I think that's probably the homer in me, but, I can't help but dream of his potential.
At center, then, too. Yeah. I did not even know that when I drafted him. That seems
odd. We'll see how long it lasts, but it should be fun to see. I think he's Fantilli's living with them. They seem to have pretty good chemistry, so we'll see if they keep them on the ice together. Konecki is obviously a rising star on Philly, although it's Philly. Riley Smith should be riding shotgun with either Malkin or Crosby. Rodriguez, I think, is playing with Barkov, so that should be good. Owen Tippett was, I think, everybody's favorite sleeper in banger leagues.
Yep.
And then your defense, I think, great on the periffs with Gudas and Larson. I'm high on Jones this year, as I think that power play will do a little bit better with some of the guys they brought in, including Bedard. And Bouchard should be a power play machine.
Let's hope he keeps that spot.
And Dougie, man, that's a strong decor. And Werenski. Woof!
That's what happens when you have all those picks.
It's true.
Look at Werenski, too. 781. 781. Yeah. Sorry, I thought that was crazy.
That was silly. Ottinger should be great again. He was in consideration for me for first overall, but the Rangers playoff schedule and light days helped sway me over to Shesterkin, as well as potential health there. But then Yari and Schmidt. Yari, I don't know. I think Yari will be good because who's backing him up now? I don't even know.
I don't even know either. It was DeSmith. And obviously he's in Vancouver after a brief stop in Montreal, I think. It is Nedeljkovic. Actually, I did know that.
I'd forgotten. And then Schmid certainly has the capacity to take over in New Jersey. So that could be great for you. Very strong team. I think pretty well balanced. Decent dual eligibility.
Yeah, I found it difficult. I didn't realize that there was going to be such a scarcity of right wing eligible players. It seemed like this year more than every other year. But it seemed like even less this year. I only have four people who can play right wing, and I know Rodriguez left wing, but I also at the end I was like, how do I have so many Flyers and Blue Jackets on my team? I was like, and like then I have Gudas and the Ducks and Jones on Chicago, and I was like, oh, my plus minus is just going to tank again. and Barrett Hayden on Arizona. So anyways, plus my, I've always tanked plus minus. I never look at that in terms of considering someone draft position. But I was pretty excited. I'm a couple people like Gudis in terms of hits.
Hopefully he's going to be a beast on Anaheim, I think.
I would think so, because he's going to have their team's going to have the puck less than they did in Florida, I would think. So I don't think he should be hitting more.
He should get the playing time too.
Yeah. And I took Jenner early, and I hope that he, well, obviously stays healthy. Hope everyone stays healthy. But in terms of faceoffs, he was a good double digit faceoff guy. If he's playing wing, that would kind of suck. So I don't know if he'll stay there. I guess if Laine is getting the faceoffs, well, he'd have a lower percentage than Jenner. So it doesn't evenly.
Well, Laine is actually, he wasn't too bad on the dot, but I think Jenner probably ends up with Goudreau and maybe Texier. But honestly, I don't know at this point. I think he did well with the draft picks there. That decor looks great and lots of talent. And then, you know, you got a potential Vezina candidate in Nottinger. So all the boxes were checked off.
Yeah, I will say I really wanted Shesterkin or Ottinger at four. I thought you might take one of them. And I thought if there was one of those two left, Neil was going to take one. And then Neil just took Bedard, and I was like, perfect. Because I was like, do I want to reach for Georgiev at four, fourth overall in the fourth round for those who weren't paying attention. But I was happy to get Otter. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Dallas should be really good this year again.
All right, so we'll head on to manager Jags, the first of the new names with Timmy Toaster Stutzel. He's talking up his boy Timmy Stutz all the time in Fernie. Got a big old love affair with him. And looking at his team, he's definitely got some good guys. Obviously, having Vasilevsky out the first 2 months is going to hurt for sure. But good center core of Crosby. Stutzel, I think because Norris is back, so I'm not sure how much center Stutzel is going to be playing, or at least how many draws Stutzel will be taking.
Yeah.
So we'll see there. But then he's got Backlund and Stevenson for the faceoffs. Be interesting now that Stevenson, if he gets any more eligible, as he's just a lock C, it's always tough to pick those players after they've been so versatile in the past. And he was very high on Kempe. I think he took him either in the fourth or fifth round. I think the fifth round. Or did he? It was either Dillon or Kempe Dillon. I can't quite remember.
It was Dillon Kempe. He took Dillon. That makes sense. I wanted Dillon coming back in the fifth.
Yeah.
But he took him right away in the fourth.
Yeah, and then sixth overall. He took Huberto a little earlier than I would have wanted to. I definitely think he is. Obviously, he's a bounce back candidate. And I think he will to not maybe his 115 point degree, but certainly to a point per game type like thing. JT Compher, I don't know. I if he's not taking faceoffs, he's not valuable really in my mind.
Yeah, I would agree.
Particularly going from Colorado to Detroit, it's probably going to be harder to get some points. Mr. Turbo Teravainen, I don't know. I think he was injured quite a bit last year, but we'll see there. Zuccarello and Barzal are also just kind of decent, but not moving the bar for me. Jarvis, I think, has been quite a few breakout lists. And then the defense, he took both Buffalo guys with Dahlin and Power. I think that probably limits your upside a little, but we'll see how Power does. I think this is his third season now. And then Chychrun should be decent in Ottawa. I think he's running that power play. And Miller and Byram certainly have potential. Miller's a bit of a periff beast at the end there last year. We'll see if he can continue that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where did he take. I'm a little concerned about Markstrom. And I think when Vasilevsky's back, Markstrom, Husso, Vasi is a fine tandem. Markstrom should bounce back. Huso was very hot and cold last year as the Huso owner, as Detroit was in general.
Yeah, he's got a lot of Detroit exposure.
Yeah, and I know
three guys, but
yeah. Yeah, it feels like a lot. That's what I was thinking about Columbus. I'm like, man, I've got so many Columbus players on my team, and then it was just three. But I think it's going to be an interesting year. I know Jags had a really big gap in picks.
Yeah, that's 60. He had to wait 60 like
60, 60 picks or something, and you could tell. Trying to figure out what other goalies were available when he took Markstrom at 70th. What other goalies?
Imagine there's then? Like with Markstrom, I think he'll definitely have a bounce back. He's got to have a bounce back peripherally. I don't know if he's going to be relied on as much as, you know, as Sutter rides his goalies, and Sutter's no longer there. So we'll see. If that is still the coaching philosophy, I imagine they're probably going to want Wolf to play some games. So
yeah,
we'll see what goes on there. The model didn't love Jakes. They had him in seventh overall here in the league, with plus minus being his only really strong stat line sticking out. And those are always impossible to predict. So yeah, the periffs face off, he's definitely going to need some help in, along with blocks and hits. So, as well as goals might be hard to come by.
Just everything. But
it honestly is. It's quite a few.
I would just say taking Markstrom over the likes of Freddie Anderson, Ilya Samsonov, who else was I just looking at here? Tristan Jarry, Philip Gustafson, Darcy Kemper. It's closer to drafting him where he was when Ryan took him last year. I think Ryan took him in the...
No, Ryan took him like first overall, I think.
But was it Mark? Because he had Ottinger, Markstrom.
I think it was Markstrom and Saros that he took back to back in the first round.
And then Ottinger. I guess I didn't think Markstrom would only drop two rounds then. Let me put it that way. After that season that he had, he was pretty terrible, but you know, could be banking on the bounce back. And I'm sure he wanted to get a goalie before he went on his hiatus of draft picks for
that was his reasoning. He's like, I gotta get my goalie now, since there's not going to be any when he came back. So we'll head into our fourth overall from last year, manager Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy. He was unfortunately unable to join us for the draft party in Fernie, but we did see him yesterday to grab some thoughts on his team here. He took a couple players higher than I would have. I mean, you look at the stats from last year, and it's, you know, it makes sense. Like Giroux obviously is quite good on our league. Reinhardt, we'll see, but he's still got that dual eligibility. Obviously, he's got Matthews down the middle. And I do like Suzuki. I think he's a pretty decent lock C. Obviously, Montreal is not barn burners by any measure. But his decor, I love, between Fox, Sider. I really want it. Well, I was debating taking Sider again at first overall.
Yeah.
Sergachev should be great. And then he's got, you know, I'm not sure how much Shen will hit as much as he did last year, but he's still going to throw the body around in Nashville. And he's got McCabe as well, so and Martinez for blocks. So he's I think he's got pretty decent coverage there. He managed to get Brendan Hagel in like, you know, 18th way or late. 19th or something.
Yeah.
And then goalies, he's got Anderson, should be great as long as he can stay healthy, and that he's locked down the Minnesota crease, which I quite wanted Gustavsson. But we'll see if they can continue in terms of the model. They didn't like him, which is surprising when I look at that team. He does do well in the periffs, in the hits and blocks and faceoffs, but I guess it might be a struggle on the offensive side. But what are your thoughts on the squad?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty balanced team with the, you know, good peripherals, like you're saying. His I wanted Sider and Sergachev as well. If I wasn't worried about elite goalies being gone, I probably would have. I was thinking about just stacking up on D in like the first four or five rounds, just because I had so many picks. But everyone went pretty quickly. Like I wouldn't have even had the option to do that. Like Sider went in the first round, Dahlin. I was like, oh man, I could get people are gonna, you know, who are people gonna take? I could get like a really. I'm still happy with my D core, but I couldn't get like elite. The elite defenseman early. And I elected not to go that way, so that's also fair. It's left wings. I guess he's got Hagel and Tanev, but Lee, Hall, Nick Paul, and Hagel and Tanev don't really inspire much fear. I don't know. Taylor Hall, I know he's playing with Bedard, but he's had so much exposure to like number one, you know, top players. And I feel like he's never really been able to put it together since like his Hart Trophy season. Nick Paul, we'll see how he is this year. I was surprised to see Nylander as a keeper.
I think he's looking at him playing center. I know Gensel was injured and that probably came into play. Yeah. I think he still said he would have kept Nylander even if Gensel wasn't. So we'll see. Yeah, I agree. I mean, right wings are tough to come by at the top end.
Contract year Nylander as well, so he's going to be extra motivated. I think Nylander kind of fits into the Quinn Hughes mold that I said before. It's like he doesn't hit and doesn't block and doesn't take faceoffs. So I try and maybe to my detriment stay away from people like that. But he should be good for points, plus minus, power play points, shots on goal. Should be pretty strong. I wanted Giroux as well, but I don't know how many faceoffs he's going to win this year if Norris is back and healthy. He shows him on right wing right now and on the left point for the first power play unit. So Timmy Stützle's on the first penalty kill as well and centering the first power play unit according to Daily Faceoff. So he could, Jags might be onto something with his faceoffs there, but there was a couple of people that, you know, when Matt made some picks, there were some sighs. There was always a couple sighs when he was taking people. Sergachev, Sider, Giroux, I think were the notable ones for me. I like the goaltending, Frederik Andersen, and then locking up all of Minnesota with Gustafsson and Fleury. I think those are, if Andersen can stay healthy, then he should be in a pretty good shape. Carolina's just so well drilled.
Yeah, Carolina's just, you know, everybody was talking up Nedeljkovic in Detroit after he left Carolina, and I don't know, Carolina just makes goalies look great. We'll head into our third place finalist from last year, manager Ryan with Stammer Time. He made the trip up from Seattle. We love to see it. And looking at his team here, I like his set. Like, I was pretty high on Heischer. I think he's kind of the new Bergeron. Yeah. We'll see if that continues. Obviously, Barkov, he wasn't great when he came back from injury, if I'm remembering, or as much as we would have, as you know, Neil would have wanted before he traded him for Marner. Scheifele should be fine. And Logan Cooley, bit of a flyer, but no qualms with that. Then he's still got Stamkos, McCann. He's the Seattle expert, so I guess he's thinking he will keep it up or improve. Drouin's a flyer, riding with McKinnon. Pasta's obviously great. Raquel's good for the bangers and should be decent in that top six. And then Tarasenko, I did like Tarasenko. If he can get on a nice scoring line in Ottawa, which I imagine he'll have to. That's why they signed him.
Yeah.
Nurse, obviously I enjoy. He's got good coverage categories here in his D with Uyghur, Pionk, Akampa, and Sanderson. And then Cernak as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in net, he's got Soros, Samsonov, and Demko. Demko I don't love, but the other two should be good. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I like Demko actually. I think he's due for a bounce back, and he is just a pretty solid goaltender. We'll see how Vancouver is, but I think he'll be solid on faceoffs if Haula is taking them again. Right now, he had 573 last year as a locked left winger. One interesting thing: Ryan only has one player who's dual eligible.
Yeah, it could be tough.
Everyone else is locked, and it's just Steven Stamkos. So obviously defensemen are always locked, but wingers and locked centers are, I think Aaron Ekblad on the IR is a good pick.
Yeah.
If he can get through the early part of the season. Mackenzie Weegar, there were a bunch of groans when he got taken. He was solid for category coverage last year. Yeah. Nurse, Weegar and Pionk, the Western Canada wrecking crew of, peripheral categories, I think, is pretty solid. Jonathan Drouin's is certainly a flyer pick. Everyone's favorite bet to land on the left side of McKinnon, I think, with Rantanen. So if he can stick there, then that would obviously be huge value for Ryan. Mark Scheifele should have a bounce back season. There's only a few weapons in Winnipeg, I guess. And they're Scheifele's is his contract year for him, I think.
Could be.
Or he's going to be getting traded. I know I don't know. And Winnipeg's a mess, but I've heard that Scheifele will be motivated to perform. And yeah, Sanderson in Ottawa and Tarasenko in Ottawa. There's just I'm curious how many goals Ottawa's going to score. Cause like the people that we've been interested in, like Batherson, Norris, Stützle, Tarasenko, Brady Tkachuk, obviously number one, Shabbat, Sanderson. I feel like I'm forgetting someone. But anyways, Giroux, there's
Tarasenko. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just so many mouths to feed on the offense in Ottawa. And that doesn't always lead to huge fantasy production. I love the Heischer pick though. I wanted to take him with my first rounder, but I just couldn't take a third locked center right away.
Very fair. Yeah, the model quite likes Ryan. I think he'll be in that top tier of the league here. They think he's going to win faceoffs by a mile versus pretty much everybody except a couple, and they'll still have quite a number on them. Apparently blocks, he should be good. Hits, you know, top three, but the offense categories do come into a bit of concern. We'll see what if that holds true, and then his goalies, yeah, you know, the middle of the probably top middle tier there.
Yeah, I'd say lots of volume if Samsonov keeps that. He should get a ton of starts.
Yeah,
and Demko stays healthy. He was injured like a lot of last season.
He was. We'll head on to our second place finalist, manager Mitch with Oscar Mayer Wieners, with the Joey Chestnut flag of the hot dog coming in hot. He definitely had a couple guys that I quite wanted. I was looking at Dubois. I liked Couturier.
Yep.
He kept Sorokin over Shesterkin. I probably would have gone the other way on that one, but you know, I don't think you're necessarily going to go wrong with either one. Hellebuck was obviously great last year. He's still going to get the volume this year. Whether or not the peripherals will be there is up for discussion. And then he's got the de facto starter in Jonas Johansson in Tampa Bay. While the big cat is on the IR.
Yeah, I think I probably would have kept Shesterkin over Sorokin as well, just in terms of the confidence that I have in the Rangers versus the Islanders. But
yeah,
that I agree. You can't, like, they were both incredible last season. Sorokin was 19th overall last season. He had more. I think he had the most shutouts. Probably Ullmark did, but between, I don't know. Actually, he might have.
I think it might have been Sorokin.
So yeah, really good for Sorokin. I thought that Hellebuck is a good pick. I mean, if history is any indication, this is going to be a down year, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he's always, he always up and down. So, I was interested in Dubois. but didn't. I'm just not that sold on his like effort level and just all the general concerns with Dubois. So I ended up getting some Kings action with Kopitar, and hopefully Kopitar still lines up as the number one C.
Yeah, I think Dubois second line C.
So with Fiala and Kaliev is good. He's on the second power play right now, according to Daily Faceoff. So, but John Carlson pick, Morgan Riley, we'll see if he can get back on the first power play. I know they want Klingberg there for his right-handed shot to play pitch and catch with Matthews. So we'll see. Pavel Zacha, the Bergeron heir apparent. He's always underwhelmed in fantasy when he's had opportunity, but he's never had opportunity like this. So we shall see. I wanted Couturier at the end as well, like you said. I think McNabb is a good pick. He was kind of buried at the end there as well. Tyler Bertuzzi was ranked 504. So I don't know who does this. It's like someone does the Yahoo rankings for the first like 100 and then just like alphabetizes them or something like that. Like there's no rhyme or reason. Decent team. Love JT Miller as a keeper. Timo Meier, I'm curious. We'll see. Didn't have a great time with Jersey after the trade. But he's a banger league beauty. So,
I'd say, initially looking at the squad, I would have thought that he would have struggled with periffs, but the model seems to like his hits and blocks numbers while thinking he might struggle on offense. And, Johansson, whether or not he can have that kind of Kadri second C if McKinnon goes down, who knows? But not a bad, I think that was very late round pick, so not bad at all. Kuzmenko, yeah. I don't have any interest in. I imagine he'll be dropped. But Barbashev, I did like for the Banger League aspect. We'll see how he does there. And we'll head down to our final team, our league champ, myself, Nelly Spaghelli.
There you go. And how did you feel about your draft, Mr. Gibson?
I think my initial thoughts were, because there was so few people I was specifically excited about to get, I didn't love it, but you know what? Boy, oh boy, I've talked myself into it. So
of course,
first overall, the heart wanted Ovi, but, I had to go with Shesterkin there. And I didn't really honestly think of how I should have probably taken a better second goalie to not ruin Shesterkin's peripherals. Although I do think Grubauer will have a decent season in Seattle, and Fitchmoke is just there for starts if I need it. Centers kind of the opposite of my team last year, where I had what I considered some elite lock C's. My lock C's stall was just a pickup at the end here, but between Bennett, Norris, I knew something was wrong with Bennett when I was looking at him drafting, but I couldn't figure it out, and it was just that he was lock C this year now. So hopefully he gets dual eligibility there. Norris, I'm pretty excited about. He was great two seasons back. And Thomas, I actually really wanted last year, but then I got all those Cs that were way better than him, so I didn't even think about him, and he didn't have a great year, but I think he's going to do well this year. I've got a lot of duos, so him and Kyrou. Pavelski, first time owning Pavelski, which I'm hoping this isn't the season then. He deteriorates, but that should be fun. I picked the first and second overall boys from New York at the end. I imagine Lafreniere will stay and Kako will go, as he doesn't do as much in the Banger League. Quite happy with Yossi, Trouba, and Letang. With Jersey and Clifton and Matheson, I think should be serviceable. If not, they're an easy drop. I liked it because there's a few players where I've no qualms dropping, so whereas that's not always the case, and I miss out on the breakouts because I'm like, oh, but I really like this guy. I think he's going to do it. And then he does nothing. Gensel and Forsberg, I think, should be great on the left wing there. Once Gensel's healthy, but
Forsberg was another one with the ranking, and I was like 207.
He's going to be a shooting.
I think he
machine.
Was a keeper. He was close to a keeper like a couple of seasons ago. So yeah, I was surprised
and then
by that.
Batherson, if he doesn't turn out to be a rapist, will be a nice piece to go along with Norris there. And the goalies Shesterkin, Grubauer, Vejmelka should be okay. But what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, definitely. I would say top heavy in net, but everyone is who has. I agree that you maybe could have gone for a better 1B, but Seattle plays a pretty
couldn't do it.
Yeah, Seattle plays a pretty structured game. So I liked all your late round picks. I liked the Robert Thomas, Michael Matheson picks. Connor Clifton, he seemed to be pretty good in banger leagues last year. So but again, easy drop. I liked Durzi. I think everyone probably wanted Trouba. You just took him earlier than any of us thought he was going to go. So his value of shots, hits, and blocks is ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah.
If he can duplicate that, which like, again, it's like he was 62nd last year with those. And you think those types of peripherals are somewhat sticky. And he was ranked 242 this year. And I remember seeing him. I'm like, and it's the same thing. I'm like, oh my goodness, him and Evander Kane, I can get them in the 12th round. It's perfect. But obviously everyone's thinking the same thing. So I didn't realize Lafreniere hit so much last year, but I wonder if he just, I think he also just didn't shoot. Like I owned him for a part of the season. And he was frustrating. Mr. Pavelski, I was wary of taking him. I always am with he's like 40 or something. I have no idea how old he is, but he's up there.
Well, it's just like if all the D I'd wanted had gone. So that second pick, I was like, I didn't love it, but I figured, hey, why not? Because there's a lot of targets I wanted that had been gone by that point. Took Jeannot after I missed out on Gudas. Figured I needed some more hitting power. But we'll see. You know, the model did love the team. No surprise there, of course. They did like the goalies, although I'd try to discount that as they're hard to predict, but should do okay in blocks and hits, and then kind of just top three, top four in the rest of the category. So we'll see if that translates into a winning recipe or not. But I excited for the season to start. Just want the guys to mesh. I'm a St. Louis fan, I guess, here. Hoping Kyrou and Thomas can pot me, we'll say, 165 joint points. That would be lovely.
Yeah, get Buchnevich in on all of those, and I'll be right there for
more
it.
More the merrier. Yeah, but you got any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
Yeah, I mean, it's just good luck to everyone as we start the season. It's always the same. I feel like we draft, we look at our teams for hours without changing anything. And one thing I wanted to comment on was I did like your point that you have people you can drop without being concerned about, without like feeling bad. Although I can always find a reason to not drop someone. Like it doesn't matter who it is. I'm like,
well, it helps when you have
one.
Four picks.
Yeah.
In round 21.
But I did not have that. So I was looking and I was like, man, I kind of want someone else. And I'm like, who am I going to drop off my defense? It's like, the closest person I would drop right now would be Seth Jones or Zach Werenski. I'm like, I can't drop them. Who else am I going to drop? I got to have to drop like Barrett Hayden. And I'm like, well, I'd drop Evan Rodriguez, but he's starting on Barkov's wing potentially. So it's like, I can't drop anyone. So I guess I could drop Akira Schmid, but it is definitely a different, it's a different draft strategy, and it was very interesting. I'm glad I had the opportunity, but we'll see if we turned it into something. I guess I could drop Tippett or Riley Smith, but again, I can always Steele's hurrying to his to blow all his fab before the season even starts. I don't even think, is there even waivers right now if I drop someone? I don't think so.
I think they do go to waivers now. Yeah. As long as you've hold them for a calendar day.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I'm going to have to drop someone immediately because I still have Brady Tkachuk on my, or I have Kyle Connor on my IR plus right now.
Yeah.
So But yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully, you know, we wish everyone a good season and that their players, you know, we get some good health in the league. That's always the worst when you start losing people to injury. Yeah, it's exciting times.
All right. Well, good luck, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of the season, and we'll be with you every step of the way.
Bye-bye.